So, Kathy, your website clearly states One Nation is about people helping people. Who exactly is being helped?
We are helping Native Americans. We are culturally specific in helping Native Americans because they are the most underserved people, whether they're living on reservations or in communities like our own here in Colorado Springs off reservations. So our focus is collecting, sorting, and shipping donations to various reservations, and then focusing on our emergency service program here in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region, assisting people from crisis mode into a sustainable situation.
I'm guessing monetary contributions probably give you the most flexibility in helping others, but what are some of the other things that folks can contribute or donate?
90% of every dollar does go into direct programming. The other items that we accept are items that help you sustain daily living. We take beds as long as there's no stains, furniture, towels, sheets, forks, spoons, food, school supplies, primarily hygiene products. Mm-hmm. So often girls go without going to school. Lack of hygiene. They're so expensive.
So One Nation is headquartered in Colorado Springs.
Yeah? We have our one and only office up there at the intersection of Fillmore, Nevada, is our warehouse where we collect and sort the donations. We methodically sort things before we gift them out to the people we're helping. We don't sell anything. And then we ship our donations. Our out-of-state program, we ship our donations to various states from Montana, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, New Mexico, and then our local program again, Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region, down to Canyon City, assisting people in Denver as well.
Serving 8 states.
Correct.
Yeah.
Third of our donations that we bring in and give back out stay within our community.
There continue to be some really disheartening conditions. 2 times the suicide rate, infant mortality rates, 10 times the national average. 60% don't graduate high school. Can you talk about some of the programs that One Nation engages in to help reverse these conditions?
When we talk about the graduation rate, I just saw a statistic the other day when it talks about the Pine Ridge Reservation having the 70% don't complete high school. Why is that? It might be lack of having school supplies. It might be family trauma. It might be they don't have the feminine hygiene products to go to school. Are you going to fall behind in your education as a young girl that way? Yes, you are. And after month after month after month, you might end up giving up. By having those school shoes, by having the coats, by having a bed to sleep in, by having food so you can nourish your brain, by having those school supplies, by having those feminine hygiene products so you don't have to miss a week of school every month because your family can't afford them, you're going to have an attendance rate that's better and you're not going to fall as behind and not feel as hopeless. Are we going to prevent everybody from dropping out? Probably not, but if we can make the difference in somebody's life, that's huge. There was a story that an elder that was a teacher shared with me years ago when she was visiting the Pine Ridge Reservation at a school. She was talking with the teacher, and the teacher turned to a little girl while they were visiting, and she asked, "How come you're here one day and your sister's here another day, but the two of you little girls aren't here on the same day?" And the little girl's response was, "Well, because we share the same pair of shoes." Nobody should be sharing school shoes. We're in America. It's a misconception that all Native Americans receive big, huge checks from casinos or from the tribe. Some reservations are doing well, but the ones that we're serving are having a hard time. The unemployment rates are huge due to lack of jobs being nearby the communities in which the people are living. And they need to have assistance to make a better life for the kiddos because the tribes are encouraging the kiddos, go to college, go to the military, get that education, come back, help your tribes, and they can start reversing some of the things. And this time of year when it's starting to get cold and the snow starts flying, that it bothers me. When I first started One Nation almost 14 years ago, I was up there for the first time. And I was with a family, and I noticed I had to keep walking clear across the yard to the outhouse and back to the home. And it was shortly 3 or 4 days when I got home that the blizzard hit up there. And I kept thinking of that family and the dirt shovel that they had to get to their outhouse because they didn't have a snow shovel. And the handle was broken, and they were elders, and he limped. A third of the homes on that reservation don't have running water, and a third of the homes don't have electricity. It's the same in Navajo Nation. There's still water issues for a lot of the homes and electricity as well.
And we're talking 21st century here. We're not talking like 2 centuries
ago. Yeah, we're talking 2019. It's heartbreaking. I often talk about having the best volunteers, the best donors to serve the organization, but I also think we serve the best people in the world. They're the most gracious, kind people that I've gotten to know. I've learned so much. I've been shared so much of the oral history, the language, the culture.
I think according to your website, I read 40,000 people have been helped over the years now. How important are volunteers to
volunteers our nation's are the backbone of our organization. We have 3 part-time paid employees at the organization. That includes myself, our development director, Laura, and our warehouse gentleman, Josh. Everybody else is our backbone. We see over 150 volunteers a year. They help us sort, they help us do collections, they help us with events, they help us with websites, help us with everything and anything, and they are the greatest gift. So if anybody's interested in volunteering, we're always welcoming new volunteers. We want to definitely put somebody in the position that interests them and gives them happiness and giving back.
And people can find out more, I'm sure, on your website or,
yes.
Or by
reach
calling.
Out to us on our website, our phone number, 719-329-0251. We have a Facebook page, One Nation Walking Together. You message us through there. We're pretty responsive through our Facebook.
Okay. And the website again?
OneNationWT.org.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much for enlightening us about One Nation Walking Together.
Well, thank you for having me.